We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had Dr. John Abraham on earlier in the show, and we asked him about AI. We got to bring him back for a much longer segment on AI. He said it could have great benefits for society, but it also poses an existential threat.
20 to 30% chance that's an existential threat to humanity.
To humanity. Yeah. Wasn't a great rousing endorsement of AI. And you know who else is angry at AI? A bunch of newspapers, including the St. Paul Pioneer Press. The Pioneer Press, along with seven other newspapers around the country, have filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and Microsoft, claiming that AI stole its copyrighted work and did not offer any credit to its writers. So basically, when you ask AI a question, it's mining the articles written in the Pioneer Press, taking the information and not crediting the writers and the researchers for that information. Attorney William Schultz from Merchant and Gould, which is a technology and innovation law firm involved in this lawsuit, is joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Will, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, am I right that you guys are involved in this lawsuit?
We're not involved in the lawsuit, but we're monitoring the lawsuit because of the importance of the technology to a lot of our clients and just the general public in general.
Okay, I didn't want to misspeak, so thank you for correcting me. So explain why the Pioneer Press, along with the Denver Post and a bunch of other newspapers, seven other newspapers around the country, are suing OpenAI.
Well, they're saying that the copyrighted material that their authors write and put not only the print media, but also the electronic media, and it's mostly about this electronic media, has been taken and put into the GPT systems that ChatGPT, OpenAI, and Microsoft's Copilot are using. And they're saying they weren't compensated for Microsoft and OpenAI taking that material, and it's causing them harm because rather than having someone come to their website and see an advertisement or see the content on the website, they're going to the OpenAI system and getting the same content for free.
Here's the question I have about this, because if you know anything about Alden Capital, the Alden Global Capital, the company that owns these newspapers, they are notorious for basically stripping these new newspapers of all sorts of resources, including employees. So is this an issue? Okay, we want to protect our journalists and their work, or hey, we just want the money that our work produces?
Well, I think in the lawsuit, what they do in the complaint, they're talking about how it's taking away essentially what these journalists are doing. They talk about the fact that reporters take time and expense to go onto the scenes and to report. And then they write those stories up and then they put them in their newspapers, in their content. And they're saying all of the work that we put into this is being taken for free by these other companies and we should be compensated for that. That's their position in this. Now there's another side to this too, and that is what OpenAI and Microsoft is saying. And they're saying, hey, look, we are not using the writing for the same reason you are. We're using it to develop a technology, and we have a right, a fair use right, to use that under the transformative fair use doctrine.
Is that true? So anything that's out in the public, like, for example, the Adam and Giordana podcasts, could the Adam and Giordana podcasts be used to train OpenAI and they don't have to give us credit or have to pay WCCO Radio or Odyssey? Is that okay?
Well, it all depends on how they're actually using it. And there's really four quick things to go through, and that is how much of the copyrighted content is taken, how much of it is transformed into something else, whether it's commercial, and whether what the impact on the copyrighted work is in the marketplace. And you can make an argument if you're talking about your podcast, for example, if they take an entire podcast and they don't transform it. In other words, they're allowing others to see your podcast material verbatim. It's commercial because they're making money off of it. And it has an effect on you because someone wouldn't go to your podcast and you wouldn't get advertising. Rather, they'd go to the OpenAI system because it's free. Now, that would not be considered fair use. So Microsoft and OpenAI, I think, is going to have a little bit of an upward battle here to understand and get through this without saying that they need to compensate the authors for what they did.
Seems to me that AI is a, you know, it's been around in some form for quite a while, but in the last year it has really exploded to top of mind. How significant will the results of these lawsuits be moving forward?
I think there are a lot of these lawsuits that are out there. So this is the latest of several lawsuits that we're applying older law to new technology. I think there's some significance to these lawsuits, however, because they're going to tell the consuming market, they're going to tell the business market what is okay and what's not okay. So I think these lawsuits are very important, and understanding where the courts are going to land on what is copyright infringement, what is fair use.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So is there any way for creators like the Pioneer Press, reporters, or shows like ours to protect our interests and the content that we create?
There's a couple ways, yeah. Number one would be to get a copyright registration on the works. So a lot of newspapers, for example, file copyright registrations every time that they have a grouping of newspapers. But anyone who's putting out expressive content can file a copyright application and get a registration. There's some added protections for having a registration. The second thing is putting in blockers on your content. One of the issues in this lawsuit is the fact that OpenAI and Microsoft are accused of getting around those blockers and essentially breaching the contracts that the companies have. So that would be another way to protect yourself from AI systems being able to copy your materials.
We're talking to Will Schultz from Merchant & Gould Technology and Innovation Law Firm about this lawsuit filed by Alden Global Capital suing Microsoft and OpenAI. This, to me, too, seems like something that there's going to be a number of newspapers and other media getting involved with this lawsuit.
Absolutely. This lawsuit impacts the entire industry because of how it is framed. And when I looked through the lawsuit, the complaint and the exhibits are over 300 pages long. But what this lawsuit does that other lawsuits that have been filed against OpenAI and Microsoft have not done is that this lawsuit provides very detailed examples of prompts that were put into the system and verbatim text that came out that is protected by copyright. So I think there's going to be a little bit more talk about this particular lawsuit than the ones that have previously been filed.
So you think Pioneer Press is going to get some money out of them? And is that what they want? Do they want money or do they want credit?
I think it's probably both. I think they want to have a change in the industry that when someone's writing is being used, there is credit for that, and along with that credit is money, is compensation. Whether it's a small royalty amount, or maybe you can't use it unless you get paid for it. I think they're trying to change that rhetoric in the industry that you can't just take something for free and expect to make a multi-billion-dollar industry off of it. You got to compensate the people that you built it off of. And that's what their point is with the lawsuit.
Will, great information. Thank you so much for the expertise in this area. I'm sure we'll reach out again and talk sometime in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Will Schultz from Merchant and Gould. If you're asking me about Alden Global Capital, I think they're in it for the money, to be honest with you. But, I mean, mm-hmm. No, but it raises great points about my work that I do and write online and mm-hmm. whether that's – I mean, if it's used as part of a database of building information, I don't know how I can protect myself from that other than a person who does any sort of research online. But if they're using like apps word for word verbatim things that I've written or said, that I think is the line that gets crossed.
Right? And
like,
I think
you've got to credit me for that.
Right. I think if you, because AI can sort of disseminate that information into a different way. It doesn't, AI is so evolved and evolved that it doesn't necessarily have to take word for word. It can grasp ideas and it can rewrite things, or it can say, you know, because if you put in summarize this article with a link, it'll summarize an article. So is that truly then the writer of the article's intellectual property? Probably not.
I don't think so. Like, I mean, if you're an expert on any given, let's say you're an expert who speaks to subjects, who maybe goes to class or a professor, your basis of knowledge usually is based on
research,
other people's writings, right? And that's how you're.
Yes.
So it's, to me, it's kind of the same with a computer system.
We're all learning from each other. I get it about the plagiarism. Like, you can't, you know, lift something that somebody said or somebody's original idea or even somebody's writing and, you know, not give them credit. But if you are analyzing it or summarizing it, he said they have good examples of where incidents have been plagiarized. But boy, I think they're going to have a hard time navigating that unless they have those very specific examples. I'm not saying people shouldn't be protected for their content, but we are democratizing ideas and content and information, and that's part of how we learn. So I don't know that – I think they're going to have a hard time with this.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.